Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, or CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is Effective Communication at Work, in support of the problem-solving competency. There's no debating that the modern workplace has changed. Telework has increased, which means that your staff, leaders, and colleagues aren't a few steps away and could even be in a completely different time zone. While this has given both organizations and personnel greater freedom, it has also given rise to a new set of challenges, namely, how do you effectively communicate with a dispersed workforce? Are your current internal communication tools and processes up to the task? This podcast will provide tips on revising your current communication strategies and methods to drive better performance. For years, email has been the front-runner for quick interoffice communication for several reasons. Primarily, its capability to share vast amounts of information with a large audience instantly. However, as organizations start to solely rely on email entirely during the new virtual standard work environment, inboxes quickly become flooded with dozens of messages, meeting invites, and the seemingly unavoidable spam. Not everybody has the time or organizational practices to keep a tidy inbox when they receive 100-plus emails a day. So what can you do? One example is that with Outlook, you can streamline your communication efforts and reduce receiving irrelevant mails by applying rules to sort your emails. It also allows the emails to be displayed as conversations by showing all connected messages in one conversation view. Emails can also be scheduled to go out a particular time for better time management. Template replies can be created if similar replies are to be sent often. The emails can be marked relevant automatically by setting up email rules. Unsubscribe from unnecessary emails or irrelevant newsletters. Another example would be to establish within your team what needs to be addressed via email versus what might be better as a Teams chat. Simple yes or no questions or requests to change a meeting time, for example, may be acceptable as Teams chats. This small change would further reduce email inbox clutter and streamline communication. While Outlook hacks can drastically improve the reach and effectiveness of communication, what's more important is how you craft your message. Since remote team members cannot immediately ask for clarification or more information, and leaders can't see the nonverbal responses of remote workers, it's crucial that your message is clear and concise. Aim to deliver your message in a few sentences that get to the point and acknowledge the next steps without ambiguity. Clear and concise messages will reduce communication latency between leaders and staff, as well as reduce misunderstandings and time spent seeking clarification. These tips are true of both written and verbal communication. When communicating clearly, consider two aspects. 1. Your key message, which begins and ends your communication, and is the most important thing you want your listeners to remember. 2. The topics, discussions, or arguments that support the key message, otherwise known as the supporting points. Use these tips to think through your communications before you draft an email, write a brief, or enter a meeting. The more you consider your key message and supporting points, the more they'll start to roll off your tongue. A third tip for effective communication in a virtual team environment is repetition. One of the drawbacks of the virtual environment is that it lacks the audio retention method. To combat this and drive the message home to your team, repetition of key information is necessary. This doesn't mean sending the exact same message more than once. Rather, provide frequent progress and initiative updates, such that there are no gaps of information. In sports, practice makes perfect, and the same logic applies to communicating with your team. Make sure nobody skips a beat with frequent and consistent communication efforts, even if it seems excessive. In summary, three tips for effective communication at work are: 1. seeking email alternatives. 2. Clear and concise message delivery. And 3. Repetition. Think about how you can use these tips in your specific role so you can prevent misunderstandings and keep your team in the loop. Thank you for listening to this podcast on effective communication at work. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local BD17 representative or contact HQ's BD17 at NAVFACHQ, Total Force Development, at Navy.mil. As part of your certification, please write this code in your workbook. 7, ampersand, capital T, lowercase z, lowercase a, capital M.